Gamma Ray mit There Must Be More Than This auf Flux FM. Am Freitag spielt die in Berlin lebende Künstlerin im schönen Columbia Theater, um dort eben ihr neuestes, tolles Album The Exodus Suite vorzustellen, das aber am vergangenen Freitag schon erschienen ist. Frau Ray ist jetzt bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Aufnahmen im Candy Bomber Studio auf dem geschichtsträchtigen Gelände des Tempelhofer Flughafens. Wir finden heraus, wie gut vorbereitet Kompositionen sein müssen, wenn es darum geht, in nur 7 Tagen ein komplettes Album aufzunehmen. Wir sprechen über Filmmusiken, Songs schreiben beim Autofahren, darüber habe ich was gelesen, was ich nicht ganz glauben kann. Wir sprechen auch noch ein bisschen über die Show am Freitag und vieles mehr. Und eine Live-Performance hat sie uns auch noch versprochen. Zunächst aber heißt es herzlich willkommen, welcome, Gamma Ray.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thanks.
It's nice to have you here. Welcome to Flux FM.
It's nice to get out of the house.
So how are you doing today? How's your day been until now? You've been busy, you told me.
Yeah, just got a lot of promo on because my record came out last Friday.
Yes.
And yeah, in Germany. And yeah, everywhere actually in Europe, not America yet. So yeah, busy.
So the plans, you still plan to release it in America? It's not out there yet?
Yeah, it's coming out soon, but do you know what? I don't know when. I'm really bad at that kind of stuff. It's in my diary somewhere. But yeah, it's coming out in the States soon, but at the moment just concentrating on Europe.
Yeah, cool. Sounds good to me. Congratulations on another beautiful album. You've recorded the LP in 7 days.
Yep.
At Candy Bomber Studios. How well prepared do you have to be to work and record that fast? Is it German Gemma efficiency that you're
yeah.
using?
Yeah. No, I can be incredibly inefficient in many areas of my life, but with music, I'm pretty on it. And, you know, I like to, or like for this album particularly, because I wanted to record it all as live as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I did do a lot of pre-production and for a long time, and I knew exactly what I wanted to achieve with my band. But also, you know, that allows for a lot of happy accidents and a lot of chances to embrace a change of direction
yeah.
in situ and go with the live thing. And you, of course, need a great engineer and producer, which I had with Ingo Kraus, who is really on it. So,
yeah. And I think that's a fine line that you're talking about right now, because you shouldn't kind of like over rehearse the record so that you're bored of the songs as soon as you go into the studio. But you really have to be super well prepared if you're going for a live recording, and if you don't want to waste time with take after take after take and still not coming there and going there, right?
Yeah, I think so. And also, it's nice to throw a few surprises in there. A couple of the songs we just changed tact a little bit in situ, so that sort of catching that first seed of change is seed of change. I think isn't that a Scorpion song? No, it's Winds of Change. Oh, I don't know. I can't talk. I could play music, but I can't
seeds
think.
Seeds of change.
I'll have to cover that. But
it's seeds of love, but wind of change.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Anyway, a couple of the songs sort of changed direction, which was great in situ. But most of them, just the compositions were really sort of bang on, and I worked hard with my drummer Andy Zammit, and Frederick Kimbon also played bass and added some interesting layers. So yeah, it's quite a lot of spontaneous things went on in the studio too.
Yeah, and you've played with Carwin Ellis, who's Edwin Collins' piano player, right?
Yeah, Carwin.
How did that come up? Does he live in Berlin too?
No, he's Welsh. And actually my touring band up until recently were all Welsh.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, so I was given a lot of my fees to EasyJet and stuff. So, but Carwin isn't touring with me at the moment, but he was a guest musician for two of the tracks on this record.
Oh,
but he was all over my last record.
Ah,
so he's
okay.
an absolutely amazing musician. So,
so he's
nice
the one to call
back.
If you need nice piano licks.
Oh, yeah, he can play anything really well. But, he played on this record, Wurlitzer and piano.
So he was the one that we've just listened to on There Must Be More Than This?
He's the one doing all the fancy stuff.
Yes.
I'm the one doing all the dumb stuff, all the weird dumb stuff. Yeah, he played some nice scales on that song.
Yeah, I really like that. We've just mentioned the Candy Bomber Studios, which are located at Flughafen Tempelhof. Has the studio, or how has its surrounding kind of like shaped the songs on the LP? Because it's like an historic environment, like the Candy Bomber Studios are named because the people from planes were throwing candy out there for the kids, for the Berlin kids who didn't have candy at the end of World War II. And I've read that when you were recording the album, refugees from Syria were kind of like moving into the building and were your new neighbors all of a sudden. Did that kind of like find its way onto the album, into the lyrics, or had it all been finished before you went into there?
I had finished the compositions and the lyrics, but some of the lyrics took on a new meaning because, mm-hmm. You know, you're very aware, obviously, of current affairs that, you know, especially, at the moment, and when you're sort of your day-to-day life, which normally as a musician in a studio is incredibly self-absorbed, you know, and then it broadens out. You know, those events are really, you know, going to come closer to your heart. And it did affect it. And of course, the studio itself was incredibly huge part of the sound, and and that the way it was recorded by Ingo was a big part of it too. But I'm also a big believer that when you record something, whether it's a demo on your iPhone or, you know, you're recording the room and the sound and the feeling, and that's why I think so many musicians get addicted to their little demos, because it was a piece of their history they were recording, and that doesn't happen twice. So I like to think all of that was coming into the record.
Yeah, I really think so. It has a beautiful feeling and it has a beautiful sound. Ingo Kraus was really doing a beautiful job with recording the way he recorded your album. I really think he did a great job, right?
Yeah, and he mixed it so quick as well. It's kind of, sort of punk rock attitude, but with loads of beauty and emotion in there.
And another thing that I love about your songs, then that's something that I loved about your old songs as well, is the fact that they sound big and kind of sonically reduced at the same time. How do you get there? Does it have to do with the tremolo, with the use of the tremolo guitar, or I can't explain more precisely what I'm trying to explain right now, but as I said, your songs, they sound big and small at the same time. Do you have that same feeling, and how do you get there?
I love your description so much. It's such a big compliment to hear the records come across like that, because, you know, in some previous records, you know, I am a fan of really getting the full picture in, and to have a reduced feeling come across is really nice, because that's what I've always wanted to achieve. But this record is definitely more minimal. It's sort of maximal minimal.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I don't know.
It's reduced to the max.
Yeah, exactly. But I kind of always, I guess, drawn to a very panoramic, big sort of picture that I'm trying to paint. And, you know, a lot of imagery is always in the early formation of my songwriting. And I guess I'm just trying to get that out sonically.
Yeah.
As for the minimal bit, I'm not sure. Maybe it's the sort of being quite determined to, especially this current record, to not put too many overdubs on, and to let the sounds that are there do their job.
It's like a wide angle shot with integrated macro lens. You know what I'm saying? So you have the wide picture, but if you want to, you can really see the super small details of the song or something like that.
Oh, cool!
I don't know. I'll find a way to describe it once. Now let's listen to another song before we talk a bit more, and then you'll play us a live version of "We Do War" off the new record, The Exodus. Sweet Gemma Ray hier nochmal auf Flux FM mit The Original One. Zu dem Song gibt es übrigens auch schon ein Video. Gemma Ray mit The Original One. Ein tolles Video gibt es zum Song im Netz bereits zu betrachten. Gleich werden wir hier eine Live-Version des Stückes We Do War von der neuen Platte hören. Vorher will ich aber noch zwei, drei Sachen wissen von Frau Ray, wie ich sie nenne. Miss Ray.
Aha.
Is still in the studio. You've written for television and films in the past.
Yeah.
In the end of 2015, you've written the score for Vorstadtrocker, a German film.
Yeah.
Does working on films inspire your own work, or are these two separate fields of work for you?
They've always been separate previously, but nothing separate for me really.
Yeah.
But the process felt very different. I absolutely loved working on Vorstadtrocker with Martina Plura, because she's fantastic to work with anyway, but I just love the discipline of getting up and doing a job for someone else. Sometimes it can all be very self, my song and this and that. And it was really nice, like, trying all these different things and sort of having a boss. And
so you'd like it, because that's what I wanted to ask next is, how is it for you to work with the director? Because they want to bring their ideas into the mix when it comes to scoring their movie. Like, they've thought of the story, they've written the script. So they, most of the times, they want to talk about the music as well and want to bring their ideas into the mix. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I loved it because, you know, I'm used to everything being my baby, and I know how important things are. And, you know, I think if I respect the director and their work, which obviously I would if I'm working with them, and it's nice to be part of someone else's picture, you know. But obviously you have to click to begin with for that to work. But I found that really an enjoyable element.
Yeah. So with the director of Forstad Rocker, she was like good to work with.
Super cool, yeah.
Cool. So there's another thing that I found really interesting, and I don't know if it's true, but in an interview I said that you like to compose while you're driving. Is that something that's true, or did
I? Yeah, no, I do. I mean,
how do you do that?
I don't know. iPhone. No, I don't know. Stuff just goes on. You know how we all have our ideas come across in different ways.
Yeah.
And for me, it's sort of that slightly meditative state of driving, you know. I like that a lot. And I don't drive so much in Germany, but in Britain I had a lot of old cars, vintage cars, and was always driving from Essex to London. And, it's particularly good for, reflecting on little ideas and stuff as well. And
so you come up with a melody while you're driving from A to Z?
Sometimes. Or you just get little overdub ideas or words. I don't know. I don't drive to write, but maybe cool. I could.
No, I had the picture in my head with you having a little piano with you on your lap or something like
Casio
that.
Casio keyboard.
Then driving with the left hand and you're playing the melody with the right hand. And I thought
drums by the gear stick. Casio
dangerous.
Keyboard on the... Yeah.
That was my image that I had in my head, but
I like that idea. Yeah. A studio, maybe in a car, that'd be nice.
Yeah, maybe you can do it like a virtual driving situation that won't be dangerous for others, you know?
Yeah,
with the screens around you and
or maybe there
wheel.
Should there should be danger for me, because that's that as the you know you need a bit of danger element, I think, when you're working.
That's true.
Maybe not for others.
So, who's in the band? Is it the Welsh band that's going to perform on Friday?
My drummer is Welsh, and he also plays keyboards. And Frederick Kimbon is actually from Sweden, and he lives here in Berlin, and he'll be playing bass guitar and also some lap steel.
Oh, wow.
And also Paul Wolfish, who's a really great songwriter and is in loads of great projects. He's opening the evening, but he's also going to be playing some songs with me too on piano and organ.
The double income, no kids situation for him. I don't know about his family situation basically, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, he's one of these like incredibly talented people who are just, if they're in the room, it's like, you have to play with me, because you know how we've done quite a lot of things together before. So
cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for the show on Friday, and you're going to perform a live version of We Do War for us right now, and I'm going to give away some tickets for Friday after that, I'd say.
Cool.
So people stay tuned and they listen to Jammeray. Wir haben ihre Nummer jetzt hier nochmal im Angebot. We Do War von der neuen Platte The Exodus Suite in der Live-Version aus den Flux FM Studios. You ready?
Once a primitive thing, I was once tissue and blood, I was once burdened with feelings, I returned to myself and surrender. We do war. We do war. We do war. We do war. Down dead. We do all. war. We do 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 war. Time and all around the tree. So time.
That was beautiful. I had goosebumps.
Thanks.
Oh, Amalia, still I have them. You see it? Wow.
I'm cooling you down.
Yeah, that was really nice. Thank you. Heute Abend spielt sie nicht. Nein, sie spielt am Freitag im Columbia Theater. Jetzt war ich kurz ganz durcheinander wegen dieser tollen Live-Performance. Am Freitag spielen sie im Columbia Theater Miss Gemma Ray und wir haben Tickets für ihr Konzert, die ihr gewinnen könnt, wenn ihr mich jetzt ganz schnell anruft unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für die Show am Freitag von Gemma Ray, die eben noch bei uns live im Studio spielte. Thanks a lot. For visiting. Thanks for that beautiful live version of We Do War.
You're welcome.
And I hope I'll see you again pretty soon. Have great fun at Friday's show. And
Yeah, the Berlin Beat Organization are also playing the after show, which I think is going to be a big party
on
Friday.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not all going to be doom and gloom.
It's going to be...
I depress people and then everyone can cheer up after.
Oh, no. I really think that there's an uplifting quality to your songs as well. So don't underestimate that.
No, it should be fun. So yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, easy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Roisin Murphy auf dem Plattenteller mit neuer Musik, 10 Miles High. Vom kommenden Album, Take Her Up to Monto, Roisin Murphy.